Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Chip Bell's here. I know. I'm excited, too. He's the founder of the Chip Bell Group. He's the co-author of all the books on customer care that it should matter, including a brand new one that he authored called Sprinkles, which has taken the customer care war by storm. He's our good friend, Chip Bell. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always be an honor and a pleasure to be with you, sir.
It's good to have you back on the show. Is there anything new under the sun about taking care of customers? I was just pointing out before you got here that the red letter day in a company isn't when you get a customer, it's when they come back.
Absolutely. That's when you want to get your congratulations when they come back, as you were saying.
Customer service didn't get them in the door.
No.
Customer service gets them back.
That's correct. And it's, you know, it's the customer's assume you're going to do everything to get them in the door. It's not about attraction. It's about retention, and more importantly to me, it's about how do you build advocacy? Mm-hmm. How do you create the kind of experience that customers can't wait to tell people about, so they become essentially an extension of your whole sales and marketing effort?
Mm-hmm. So that's how do you do that? Give us some steps.
I think number one is to know your customer, understand what's important to them, what they value, and recognize that understanding is always changing. It's a moving target. Customer expectations are forever changing.
That's the word, isn't it? I mean,
to me, that
expectation thing, we used to think customers just wanted to buy stuff from us. But they want more than a product now, don't they, or a service?
They want an experience.
Something else, don't they?
Absolutely. They want an experience, and they want to I was watching the 70s last night on CNN, all about the music industry in the 70s, and it wasn't just good music. You know, customers came to want a theatrical experience on
mm-hmm.
stage. And so I think that's a metaphor for thinking about the customer. They don't want a product. They don't want a service. They want an experience that they can talk about, and they can get it. And every time they get a great experience anywhere in their life, they generalize that to everyone else.
You know, I heard, if you saw the documentary, The History of the Beatles.
I'm sorry,
The History of the Eagles is what I meant to say.
The Eagles.
Yeah. Where they were talking about, you know, it made it a couple of years ago. And I remember Don Henley said in the early 70s, the critics... one critic accused us of loitering on stage. He said we had to step up our game.
Absolutely.
We had to perform. We couldn't just play music.
I want fireworks.
We had to perform, yeah.
I want them to eat a snake or something,
yeah.
You know. So I think that's it. And, you know, here's the thing that a lot of people miss, and that is how customers generalize the experiences in their life to everything else. And my best analogy of that is, last year at the Super Bowl, we had a halftime show that had Katy Perry on a big glass line.
Right, right.
And with fireworks going in the background, and she got up on something and swung her around the theater, around the arena, and 115 million people watched it, and
right.
Probably some of the customers that walked into every small business the next day saw that,
yep.
Watched that, and they go, gosh, you're not the halftime show.
Right.
So... again, it changes the way customers look at it. It may be subconscious, but nevertheless, that raises the standard. Some people have said customer expectations go up about 30% every year. And again, it's not looking at your competition. It's looking at everybody creating a great experience.
But you're not saying small business owners should eat snakes or firecrackers at all. You're saying that customers expect something from every experience.
Exactly.
And you need to find out what they expect from you.
Absolutely.
And give them that. If it
Absolutely.
Means the opposite of fireworks, then give them that.
Exactly. And it's the little things. You know, I think about an interesting target market that's about to come hit a lot of local small businesses, and that's spring break.
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know, having lived through spring breaks and had kids live through spring breaks, you know, you spend time saying, okay, they're going to come spend a lot of money in my store. Do I have a website? Because they're used to looking at, where do we go eat? Let's look at a website. If you don't have a website, they miss you completely.
Right, right.
Do you have Wi-Fi? If you don't have Wi-Fi, they're going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
or
so
if you don't have a mobile site.
Exactly. You know,
it's not enough anymore. Just have a website. I mean, I preached for 15 years to small business owners who still didn't have websites. Now I'm saying, forget about it. You got to have a website and a mobile site.
Absolutely, and you got landing pages just for that target audience.
This is your sizzle, folks. This what we're talking about here. This is your fireworks. These are the kinds of things that people expect from you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so, what else? What are some other things?
I think another one is that customers today want you to protect them from anxiety, uncertainty, worry, and effort. And so, the more we can take the angst out of service, the more we can take labor out of the service. They want
and,
to be able
and
to
save them time in the process.
Save them time. You know, make it easy for me to do business with you. Create an experience that goes, gosh, that was so simple. They didn't make me fill out a bunch of forms, and they didn't make me go through a lot of hoops. Yeah,
there's a company here that we do a pretty good bit of business with, and there's two divisions of the company that and I called the number that was in the phone book.
Right.
And I wanted people in the other, and I say it's the other division, it's just another kind of service. I wanted those people. And the person said, I can't transfer you over there anymore. You'll have to dial their number.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, it's just under the roof. It's under their roof. It's the same company. Well, I had to dial another number.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
And customers today not only want to be able to have easy access between channels, between departments, but as soon as they contact that other unit, like you did, they want that computer to populate the screen with all the information everybody else had.
I thought I'd been transported back to 1939 or something.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Hey, Chip, I need your website, please.
ChipBell.com. A simple one.
The new book is called Sprinkles, right?
Sprinkles.
Anything new coming out on the horizon?
I've got one coming out early next year. I'm working on it, having a lot of fun, and I'll
also
give you the code word is Kaleidoscope.
Oh, okay. Customer loyalty guaranteed. The 9.5 principles of customer service. Wired and dangerous. You're starting to see the picture. Chip Bell and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
But if I ever caught you running around, throwing my money all over this town, then I wouldn't be told.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.